recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Anytime we're talking about Titans training camp, our coverage is brought to you by OsteoStrong Nashville and Wyatt Johnson Ford. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we are excited to talk to our next guest. He is the outside linebackers coach for the Titans. He's Shane Bowen, and he's on the line. Shane, how you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
Great. How's everything gone to this point in training camp?
It's been going good, man. I think we're getting up to speed with the missed time and everything else. So to this point, the guys have been working hard, playing catch up on all the little things that we missed out on in the spring and early training camp. But I'm excited about it, where we're at right now and where this thing's going to be here in a couple weeks.
We had a conversation with Scott Schaefer earlier in the show. He's the defensive coordinator at MTSU, and they're going up to Army to play them on Saturday in that style of offense. But we talked about just, you know, watching Hard Knocks and just there's no manual for what you guys now have to do on a daily basis, right? None of us have ever had to operate like this, and certainly you haven't had to do this either in your playing days or now your coaching days. What has it been like on a day-to-day basis, you know, going through the proper protocol just to get through camp?
Yeah, I think, a big emphasis as we started out, everything was kind of in place. We got a great organization here and all the people that kind of went into – putting all the signs up, making sure we're spaced out, all that stuff. And really from day one, we just preached it's the new normal, right? So, I mean, the first week it took some adjusting, but now I think guys go throughout the day without really thinking about it. And we're in meetings and we're in practice and it is what it is at this point. But early on, it was a little bit of an adjustment. But I think to this point, everybody's kind of comfortable with how things have played out and changed in regards to the COVID and all that.
I got to ask you, Shane. Willie's not going to ask you, I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to ask you. So why didn't you go to Vanderbilt? Why did you choose Georgia Tech?
Man, honestly, the defensive coordinator at Georgia Tech, John Tenuta, who ultimately got me where I am today, I just had a relationship with him. My high school coach knew him from when he was at Ohio State, and kind of build that relationship, and that's kind of where it went from. I'm a big country music fan too, so it wasn't an easy decision, but that's really why, just the relationship with Coach Tenuta and Coach Gailey and that staff there that I formed.
Well, in all seriousness, you've also formed quite the relationship with the head coach, Mike Vrabel, and so how has that been, and how has that worked for you, you know, forming those relationships and, you know, building off that chemistry as coaches? Because coaches are just like players, right? They need that chemistry behind the scenes and on the field when you're going through the course of a game or in practice. So how did that all come about for you and Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, I think when I got to Ohio State in 2012, I was his GA. So I was pretty much doing everything he asked. I was learning from him kind of all the details of what he coached, how he taught the players. So he kind of groomed me in that sense into the coach I was even starting out in this deal. So just that familiarity, kind of knowing what he expects, how he would do it, is kind of how I've modeled my career as I've kind of went through this coaching profession. And ultimately, I think now, like, we see eye to eye on a lot of things just because of I was with them with the defensive line. I was with them with the linebackers. Like, I've been around them so much, and even the past few years, just all the secondary stuff coming into play and his input and views, just really being a sponge and soaking it all up and then trying to emulate that in some form or fashion. Obviously, I got my own personality, and, I mean, he's a tough personality to match, but so I got my own style and doing all that stuff. But in terms of teaching and coaching and expectation level and all that type of stuff, I learned it pretty when I was pretty young being with him at Ohio State.
When I found out you were going to join us today, because we haven't had the opportunity to talk to you yet, so I wanted to do a little background on you and learn a little bit more about you. And I'm pretty sure I read this correctly. Were you not a teammate in high school of A.J. Trapasso, who was in Titans training camp at one point back in Ohio?
He was a year older than me, so I was. I was with him playing high school ball. He was a heck of a running back in high school, man. I think he still got all our high school records. And then, obviously, he went on to punt and do his thing. But, yeah, I'm still close with A.J. He was down here last year when they do the alumni deal and bring everybody back. So I got to spend a little time with him there. And then, obviously, Derek Morgan, too. I've had some connections. I played with Derek at Georgia Tech. So, I mean, there's been some familiar faces around here for me. Just in that regard.
And I think you were just starting out your career at Georgia Tech on the coaching side of things when, I don't know if you remember this or not, and Willie and Chase, I know you guys will remember, I think he's the guy that when they first opened up Jerry's World, the new, you know, the big beautiful facility which has now been open, I think, a decade down in Dallas, the preseason game for the Titans, he's the one who popped the Jumbotron.
He was the first one to do it. So I think he probably did it on purpose, knowing him.
So that didn't surprise you, huh?
No, it doesn't surprise me in the least. So, but, yeah, it's, and it's crazy, too. We got Milton here. When I was at Georgia Tech, Milton was there, too. So, I mean, there's been some connections coming through here.
Talking to Titans defensive coach Shane Bowen on the line with us here on 102.5 The Game. And, Shane, I was reading Joe Rexroad's sort of a coaching tree, drawing the coaching tree out from Urban Meyer at Ohio State in 2012 out to the Titans and Mike Vrabel's staff here with the Titans. I was really intrigued by that whole thing, just the, sort of the football minds getting together there. But what also struck me is the life situation of a grad assistant like yourself at the time. You have to be willing to do just about anything. You know, you have to show the effort, and the living arrangements aren't great. What was the best thing you can say about your living arrangements when you were working for Coach Vrabel at Ohio State?
Yeah, see, I was blessed because I grew up 20 minutes from Ohio State, so I got to stay with my parents. So I got to move back home and do that deal. And I had, obviously, I had a bunch of friends around the Columbus area. But I had that short 20-minute drive. I always had dinner whenever I got home. I had clean sheets, all the above. I think my parents enjoyed having me back after being away for 6 years. So I was blessed in that regard. And honestly, I don't know how I could have afforded rent if I didn't have my parents. I was making a grand a month and kind of plugging away. And I mean, that's kind of what you sign up for, knowing that it's going to be like that when you get into this thing.
And weren't there some stories told in there about how there were nights where you would be studying and preparing and you just crashed in the office?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Stretch, I think Stretch had a bed in there, the whole deal. John Stryker, he was in there all the time because I was the GA, and then we had John. He helped Everett Withers, but he was like the undergrad intern at the time. So they were always in there, and it just goes to show for those guys, and granted for GAs too, but just how passionate those guys were about football. They weren't getting paid. They were around the program doing everything they could to help out, knew they wanted to be involved in football and the work and the stuff that they did to make not only the coaches but my life easier, and all that just kind of showed the commitment they had to the game and really where they wanted to go with their careers.
And what a great running theme it was to watch as the challenge – you're watching as a young coach, but the challenge of motivating a group of guys who can't play for a championship at the end of the season because of what had happened before with the recruiting violations and what happened with the previous regime. But what a great lesson in mental toughness to be able to overcome that and have a great season.
Yeah, no question. I think that all goes back to the character of the team. I think that team had unbelievable leaders, senior leadership, that were about the right things, about working hard, obviously wanting to get Ohio State back. They had a down year the previous year, so trying to get them back to that level, I think, drove those guys a little bit too. They didn't want to go out leaving it worse than when they got there. But I can't say enough about that leadership of that team. I mean, a few that stick out, John Simon, just because I worked with him on a daily basis in the D-line room, and Zach Bourne, who's actually from my hometown. He actually was a fullback for us, and he came over midway through the year and started at middle linebacker for us the rest of the season. So just the unselfishness, the standard that they had set or they wanted to uphold there, I think drove them kind of to accomplish what we were able to accomplish.
What's different about making a pro player tick as opposed to a college player? What have you learned since you've been in the pros?
Yeah, I think, honestly, with pro players, like, if they ain't motivated, they're not going to last, right? Like, it's so competitive. Like, in college, those guys, whether they're a five-star, four-star, three-star, like, more times than not, they know they're not going anywhere, and if they're really good, they can get by just because they're better than other people, right? Where at this level, like, if you're not motivated, the next guy's coming to take your spot on any given day. So, I mean, in terms of that, it's almost – like, that's not a – it's not as big of a deal here in terms of coach-pushed motivation in my mind as it is in college, just because of the competitive nature of the league.
We're talking to Shane Bowen, the outside linebackers coach for the Tennessee Titans here on Darren Donick and Chase. And Shane, we obviously, when we watch a game or a practice, you know, you see the team and how it comes together, the defensive side of the ball – in your case, but the individual drills that you all run, and you specifically with your group, with the outside linebackers, how important are those? I know that you have the hand drill that you run, that how that translates over to the team portion.
Yeah, I think that stuff's vital. Like, we always talk about, just like in learning from the meeting room to the walkthrough to the practice field, no different than when you're on the field doing a technique and individual taking it to one-on-ones or a group period and then being able to carry it over to team. Because, I mean, the good thing for us, we film everything. So the proof's in the pudding. You can turn the tape on and see in a team period, they're going to be in the same situations that we're putting them in individual periods. And if they're not, then honestly, we shouldn't be doing that drill in an individual period. It's a waste of time, right? Because it's not showing up when we go 11-on-11. So I think it's vital just in terms of development, becoming – it's just like anything you do, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it, right? So just continuing to rep all those little things, techniques, fundamentals, and especially up front, like O-line, D-line, outside linebackers. Like, it's all about hand placement, how you're taking on blockers. Like, all that stuff is crucial, and it shows up almost every single play.
You know, in this business, we always, at the end of a season, we always talk about, okay, what's next for the Titans? What can they do to be better? Who's a player that's a free agent they could bring in or what have you? But we also focus on who are the guys that they should bring back. And one of those was Kamalai Correa, that he's been here a couple of years, obviously knew Dean's defense from his time in Baltimore. But what have you seen out of this young man that in his growth and just what he brings to this linebacker core, and we've seen him made a huge impact as well.
Yeah, man, I love Kamalai. I can't say enough about him. I was ecstatic when we were able to get him back here. I think kind of as the year went last year, because early on he wasn't playing a whole lot. Like, just things weren't going as well for him. We were rotating some other guys in, and then I think he started to probably focus a little bit more, making sure he was doing his job. And as a result, some things happen. Like, we always talk about, let the defense work for you. Like, don't go out of your way to make plays. Like, they're going to come to you. As long as we're executing the defense, everybody doing their job, like, everybody's going to have their time to shine, right? But the one thing about Kamalai is just his leadership. Like, even coming in, he came in late training camp of 18, and within the first week, I think he knew everybody on the team. He was joking with everybody on the team. Just his personality, like, he's outgoing. He knows when to kind of flip the switch, though, and when it's time to work, he has that physicality, toughness to him. And really for the room, he's a vet, so to speak. We brought in Vic, but Kamalai's been here with these guys for year two and three now with Harold and some of those other guys. Like, they turn to him, they look at him, and he's kind of embraced that role. And I couldn't be more excited to have him here still.
And then another guy I wanted to ask you about, he missed last year due to injury in his rookie year, but DeAndre Walker, somebody we knew from the SEC playing at Georgia, he had that, I guess, the time of being around the team but wasn't able to be on the field. Now that you've gotten him on the field, you've been around him some, what have you seen out of DeAndre Walker?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, man. He's a strong, powerful kid. Like, he's got some lower body strength that, honestly, it probably saves him from some poor technique at times. He's able to get away with stuff that most guys aren't because he's just naturally strong and heavy-handed. But the main thing with him right now, with all these guys, year one to year two is so crucial. Like, just because year one, you're trying to just figure things out, see where you can help. Like, and everything's moving so fast when you're a rookie, right? It's no different than in college when you're a freshman in high school. Like, that first time experience, all this stuff, I mean, it comes at you fast, right? So year one to year two, and I think you saw a little bit with Harold, like, that spring is so vital. And between him and Roby, they missed out on that, right? So we're constantly trying to play catch up, trying to find extra in the technique and all that little stuff too. And they're improving. They are. Both of those guys are improving, but it's going to be a constant emphasis with those guys to get it to the level where it's more consistent, just because they missed that time to kind of build that consistency.
Last thing, Shane, I admitted to these guys that Monday night I watched the replay of you guys against the Ravens in the playoff game. And
yep.
I know how coaches think. I know you guys have moved on. This is the 2020 season. You're not reflecting back. But I just have to ask you, you guys as a defensive unit must have been really proud to know that you were able to, the phrase bend but don't break. You gave up a lot between the 20s, but when it came time to get big stops on fourth down plays or turnovers, Lamar racked up and Baltimore's offense racked up a lot of yards, but they didn't do any damage to you guys. You must have been extremely proud how you guys were able to stifle them pretty much throughout the game.
Yeah, the players bought into the game plan, what we were trying to get accomplished. They believed in it. They went out there and executed it. And when you talk about defensive football, like, the league's built to gain yards and score points, right? It's the nature of the business. We just got to understand, like, when you talk about good defense, if you can be good in critical situations, you can get off the field in the red zone, hold them to a field goal. You can find ways to find stops on third down, whether it's third and 10 or third and one, right? All those create turnovers, which we did in that game. Like, all those stats are vital to defensive success and really being able to win games. Like, the yardage, it's gonna vary from week to week. It is what it is, just based on who you see, what they're doing, all that other stuff. But the emphasis on those third downs, getting off the field, making them kick field goals, like I said, all those things come into play when you talk about the team and how to win games.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're less than 2 weeks away from starting up a new season. We really appreciate the visit. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll certainly talk to you down the road.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Shane Bowen, Titans outside linebackers coach. Of course, he's going to be helping Mike Vrabel on the defensive side with play calling and everything. A big year, hopefully, from the defense, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll come back, wrap up the third hour next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.